When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100 megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome sales event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome sales event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
All right, welcome. Happy Friday to everybody out there, man. As what a night, actually, to kick off the NFL weekend, a game that was kind of important to the Dolphins, although I hate saying it. I really do at this point with you're sitting there and you need everybody to lose to give you a chance. It's not exactly, you know, you're not controlling anything at this point except to win your game on Sunday, so I don't know why we bring it up, but you did not get any help last night. Chargers come back and beat the Broncos with a 15-3 fourth quarter, and now both teams are 9-6 in that division, and they take the last two spots as of right now. So anyway, that's how it was. Bo Nix looked great. Justin Herbert looked great last night, and we saw something crazy that you don't see, and I'll bet you if everybody was to tell the truth, if everybody, including people playing in that game, were to tell the truth last night, they didn't know the rule on the fair catch free kick with the fair catch interference, no time left to be able to move everybody back 10 yards and kick a field goal. That's what happened last night. 57-yard field goal. How many, you know, don't we always talk about, especially in football? Football seems to be the worst because they, you know.
That we don't know the rules?
Yeah. And by the way, I'm guilty. I mean,
there's been. Hey, man, you and everyone else, though.
There's been stuff happen earlier this year.
The toe? Which one's in, which one's out in the back of the end zone?
That one. So there was two. Because you're right, Woody. God, that one got me.
Sticks out in my mind.
I froze, and God bless Jimmy Cefalo. He knew the rule on it.
Come on.
I'm telling you, Jimmy knew the rule on it, and we never see it. Matter of fact,
I saw the replay, and I go, uh-oh.
And then last night, I saw a guy facing the other way make a great catch on a tip ball in the back of the end zone. Actually, a kid from St. Thomas Aquinas made a nice catch and kept his feet in, and he did the tippy toe. So you just turn the body around, and the heel doesn't work, right? It's got to be the front. Yeah, try to figure that one out. But earlier, you remember the punt that went up in the air and the ball didn't land in the landing zone and everybody was – you could tell neither team knew. Obviously, the officials know. But they had some ruling, and we sat there, and I go, oh, my God, how friggin' embarrassing. I have no idea what happened. So our punter punted it, and he punted out of whatever area he needed to pop it straight up, and it didn't reach the landing zone. I'm a dumbass. That's all I can say. I'm a dumbass. I should have known all those
You're
things.
You're a dumbass. You know how stupid this sounds? Like, I'm over this whole kickoff thing. Like, I would just dump it and go back to what you were doing.
You don't like the landing zone.
And, well, what I don't like, and, you know, this was interesting. You and I were talking about this off the air a week ago. The onside kick, you have to declare that you're doing it, right?
Right.
Because of these new rules, and it's like, what are the chances of getting an onside kick? First of all, you can't just rip it out any time during the game, right, and catch someone by surprise. But I think it was the Lions that did it, right, with like 10 or 11 minutes to go or something like
you
that.
You got to catch somebody on that perfect bounce right before they get it where it takes
that crummy
bounce.
But they know it's coming.
Yes.
That's the problem.
They know it's coming.
You have to, like, declare that you're doing it. They know it's coming.
Well, when you line up in the onside kick most of the time, and according to what the circumstances in the game are, if you're down, it's at the end of the game.
Yeah, but at least
in the old days,
like with 10 minutes left, you're like, all right, they can kick it deep, they can kick it short. You're like,
We have had some. Surprise, caught you on those. We did. Actually, I had one in the Super Bowl with the Saints, did one at the game we were at. Yeah, and got the ball, I believe, to start the second half. Got it right back on a great call. Matter of fact, it was the coach that coached Denver last night. Who's pretty damn good, by the way. A pretty damn good coach. By the way, how many people thought Bo Nix was going to be good?
Not many.
You and I were talking about that this morning, and you asked me, I go, I got to be honest. If there was one guy I said was not going to work out, it was going to be Bo Nix. Bo Nix got that job to start with, right? They have all those young guys, including the former second overall pick of the Jets, and I thought, well, this will be interesting because, you know, they don't want to rush him in there. Friggin' Bo Nix is really good. Bo Nix is, what a year, man. What a year in that system. And you could see the confidence. He can run. Anyway, that was last night and talking about the rules. You know, the kickoff and kickoff return. So the other crazy thing about it, we've had some vicious hits. With no blocking. Woody, how many times have we seen like five or six guys go down there and the guy's got nowhere to go and guys are running full speed and they've got the angle so all he can do is basically cut it up and get his pads down and protect himself and you hear some of the hits. So I don't know. The league will evaluate it. They're going to look at injuries. I know they want to keep something. I know they
don't. What would you do? You've had enough, 16 weeks to figure it out, see it?
I probably keep it the way it is.
Really?
I know.
You're right, by the way. Guys are getting hurt.
Guys are still drilling each other.
A
lot of them go out of the back. Although they kicked, the Jets kicked one in the corner at the 1 yard line, and our guy ran it back 43 yards, right? Down the side and set the game up for a tying field goal.
So what was the point of it? Was it supposed to be safe? Was it supposed to be more entertaining for fans?
It's supposed to be safer. And there were two things. They wanted less injuries, and second of all, after the Super Bowl, remember that record amount of kicks that went out of the back of the end zone? They said, well, this is a waste of play. All these kickers with these strong legs. And by the way, every one of them's Jason Sanders. They all can, you know, every guy's got potential to make a 68-yard field goal now. Right? Every guy can kick it. I'm not saying they're straight, but the distance to kick a 68, 69-yard field goal.
Although those guys have tailed off a little as the season has gone on. Remember
that always happens.
It was the season of the kicker for like the first half of the season.
Well, and then December rolls around.
And then the quarterbacks were stinking it up to start the year.
That's
remember?
Right. Yeah, you're right. But
man, I just go back to last year. I don't remember ever watching an NFL game and just being like, man, I'm not entertained enough. We need the kickoff. Like, we need guys to run this thing back.
I just think it's still a cool play when you get one. It just is. I know it doesn't happen very often. Maybe that's why. Is there a better play than watching Devin Hester, who's in the Hall of Fame now? And I know.
Yeah, you're not going to have that anymore, obviously.
No.
I'm big on kicking out the back. Like, why would you want to giving up a big play? Why would you want to get a penalty, whatever you can get on there? Like,
and there are some teams that are just really good at returns every year. And there are teams that just like, oh no, we didn't kick it to the, oh no, now we got to cover. Oh, we don't cover very well. That's a problem. Sometimes, matter of fact, that sounds like through the years that's been a problem here in South Florida from time to time. If you don't mind me saying, we have a lot of stuff to get to here this morning. Besides that, boy, I'll tell you what, the NFL's getting to be real bullies. They took Christmas from the NBA and they said, NBA. Your five games that you're going to play from noon until midnight, move over. We got a couple of games we're going to play. So, obviously, they're going to take a backseat. I know if you're a diehard or a hardcore NBA fan, you're still going to watch them because they tried to get the best games they possibly could to keep you around as long as they could with star power and the best teams with the best records or the teams they perceive to have the best records and all that stuff. And if you're an NBA fan, or like my brother-in-law, he's going to have two TVs. One big TV is going to be in the back on Christmas. Uncle Jamie will have one TV that'll be NBA, and one TV will be the NFL. So you can watch a guy, hit a jump shot and watch a guy run one back at the same time. But ratings will not show that when they play this. And now, this new format for college football in the playoff system, SMU at Penn State, and Clemson at Texas, and you're going, uh-oh, shoot, did you see what they put together on Saturday? Oh, no. College football is going to get beat up, man. Texans at the Chiefs and the Steelers at the Ravens. Are you kidding me? That covers from 1 to about 7:30, quarter to 8. What are you going to watch?
Well, look, I mean, you know how I feel about hoops. I certainly love the game, but, man, when the NFL's on, Joe, it's just, to me, like, it doesn't even matter who's playing at this point.
So you got division leaders in one game.
They happen to be great matchups, but...
And then in the other game, you got two teams trying to get the number one seed because they don't want to be the top wild card team in the Steelers and Ravens. I'm not sure you want to play either one of them, by the way. I can't believe the Ravens are 9-5. How many games have they lost or barely lost? Kansas City, right? The guy didn't get half his foot down. Baltimore could easily be like 12 wins right now, 11 wins, right, without exaggerating with what they do offensively, and they've had a few problems defensively.
So I don't know which league you feel worse for, college football or the NBA here. They're both getting hosed the next few days.
Yeah, by the way,
I don't know who you feel worse for, man, but like for me, if it's college football, if it's the NBA, I love hoops.
Don't you think the NFL just sits around when they do this, and they know what's going on?
No, I don't even think they care.
No, they don't.
I just think they schedule the games how they feel is best.
Commissioner, you know the NBA's got 5 games. LeBron's going to be in the one, and Steph Curry, and he goes, great. Great. Play 2. Let's play 2 this year right there. Put them right in the middle of those games.
Hey, you know what? College football could have moved.
Well, college football.
You know, they didn't have to throw their thing in there. But
I wanted to say one more thing here, too, before we get going. This is a big, big Saturday coming up for the ACC.
It really I know. Is. You're really locked into these two games.
I don't know if either one of them are going to win. Probably not. I think SMU's got a better chance than Clemson has of beating Texas. But 8.5-point spread, SMU is an underdog, and Clemson's 10.5-point going to Texas. And then, you know what's going to be said, right? If they both get their ass kicked, then they're going to be
going. Yeah, the ACC sucks.
Yes.
Yeah.
They're just what everybody thought. When we put this system together and we loaded it towards the Big Ten and the SEC, this is why.
You know what, though? The beautiful thing is all you got to do is win that conference to get in. And I think hopefully the Canes will have a good shot again next year to win this conference. It's kind of crushing that they're not involved in this thing right now, but, you know, it is what it is. We still got a bowl game to play.
Got one next weekend.
Yeah.
Iowa State. We'll be talking, actually, to Alex Donald, getting caught up. Boy, I'll tell you what, you want to talk about busy.
Can you keep track of all that stuff?
No, and this is why NFL coaches will tell you, this is why I'm an NFL coach and not a college football coach.
This is why it's good we have podcasters that do this stuff for a living, like our guy Dono.
Well,
because we need it, man. I mean, it's Woody, just too tough to follow.
You try to keep up, and forget those guys trying to keep up. How about Mario is going, okay, we're in the running for this Washington State quarterback. It's a long shot, but we're in the party now. He knows we're on his list. Oh shoot, okay. He's going to Oklahoma. All right, get ready to move on. All right, we still got this. We need this and this. Oh, by the way, coach, we got practice in an hour. Getting ready for the game. Hey, by the way, we got a few guys thinking about leaving, coach. You want to call them in and try to tell them that they're in the plans here? Can you imagine all the stuff? Between babysitting, it really is. It's called sports babysitting. You probably got a few guys want more money. You got to deal with that. Somebody's got to deal with that. And then the other part is you're trying to upgrade your team knowing what the receiving room is wiped out. That's gone. Do you have a quarterback? And by the way, that does lead me to the other part of this thing. Is your quarterback – maybe coming back home. I'm curious to see how they treat this as Fernando Mendoza is names out there now after he decided to transfer. Didn't play in the bowl game with Cal. And a lot of talk about him. You have four or five schools really interested in him. Good schools, by the way, to come in and be the quarterback. We got to go to break. We've got a lot of stuff going on. I can't watch an NBA show without everybody talking about Jimmy Butler and somebody trying to figure out how to trade him and make it work with his big salary and what the Heat would accept back that would work. It was amazing. I watched the NBA shows yesterday, and they're trying to figure out who could give them something back that they would want, plus that have some draft picks to throw in that. And then there's people still like, is this about ESPN stirring all this stuff up? Is this the agent for Jimmy Butler? You know, and
so, it would be very, very tough to watch them trade away Jimmy Butler for Bradley Beal and pieces and whatever.
This is what,
saying,
yeah, like, you know what, Woody, to your point, this is what they decided on in the offseason.
Yeah.
Let's go. Let's run it. Let's
By
run.
The way, I'm
let's go.
I'm in the camp of like, you should extend Jimmy. Let him finish his career here.
What, do you give him a couple more years?
Yes, I would. God. I mean,
not me.
Joe, but here's the thing. Like, Jimmy Butler, you can build around him. You can build around that combo of Bam and Jimmy. You got to obviously find something else. Like, think about this team if they would have landed Damian Lillard.
Yeah.
Think about how good this team would be. You need to find another star to go with it, and if you want to be a true title contender, right? I mean, look at how loaded some of these other rosters are. You need another star in there, but getting rid of Jimmy just hitting the reset button, right?
I don't want to get rid of Jimmy, but I'm with Pat Riley. I'm a little old school.
Yeah, but Jimmy can lead you in the playoffs.
Oh, my God.
If he stays healthy, obviously.
Let's see it. Show me.
He has shown you.
He lost a little credibility last year.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, a little bit. All right, we got to go to break here, man. We've got a lot more stuff to get to here on a Friday, man. Happy Friday to everybody out there. We'll get you caught up on some more news, including the Heat. Oh, by the way, in action tonight, along with the Panthers back home. Right now, though, I want to talk to you about Atlantic Men's Clinic. ED and low T is nothing to mess with. And Atlantic Men's Clinic, I want to thank those guys. I thank them all the time. Man, it works, and I just want to tell you, for the holiday season, it's the best gift. It's the best gift you can give someone. I'm serious. We can talk about, you know, a new watch, and we can talk about doing this and that. I'm telling you right now, if you want to get your energy level back, if you'd like to get your sex drive back, unless you're happy with where you are and you've just decided you're going to slow down and watch TV and fall asleep and not really enjoy life and not walk like you used to, and you've gained some weight, so you're just you've decided to just let it go. Well, Atlantic Men's Clinic, if you still care and you would like to enjoy some of those things like you used to, boy, I'll tell you what, with six locations here in South Florida, meeting with their professional team, the first appointment with their team is the most important one, and they'll do all the testing for you. You'll meet with their professionals. A T and a PSA test will happen for you. You'll get the results. They'll go over everything with you for low T and ED. If you have both, put you on a program within weeks, you're going to start feeling a lot better. I'm telling you right now, you will feel a lot better. And really no excuses. Set up the appointment. Hear what they have to say. If it's something you're thinking about and real serious about, 877-455-7300. You know if you've got low T, first of all. If you're dragging all the time, you're moody, somebody called you a grumpy old man recently, you got it. 877-455-7300 or visit AtlanticMensClinic.com.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
It's James Kell from the Sleeper King Football Podcast. In fantasy football, sleepers can win you championships, and that's why I am here. Every episode is just 15 to 20 minutes long, every Tuesday through Friday. Subscribe to the Sleeper King Podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your pods.
Oh, that vacation is coming soon, man. I'll be down in the Keys with our man Jimmy Buffett. All that great music, man. Miss Jimmy Buffett. All right, hey, we say good morning to everybody. Got a lot of stuff going on here as we continue on. We do have some good news. The Heat back in town. They're taking on the Thunder. The Panthers are back in town. They take on the Blues. Actually, haven't the Heat been in town before I said they? Haven't they been here? I think they went to Detroit, but they've been back a few
days. Yeah, we had the break, though, for the Cup.
Yeah, the Cup.
The big
That's
Cup.
Right. We did have a few days off.
A lot of mixed opinions on the Cup. I keep getting out and going around.
They're trying so hard to make that cup. Like, we won the cup. And everybody's going, what do you mean you won the cup? You got a few extra bucks for – and then we got the announcers now all saying, oh, but that money means a lot to them. I know it doesn't seem like a lot. Okay. Listen, man, they still got to play 82 games. And the only championship that matters is not the one early in the season – on the nice, beautiful floor that they paint. It's the one at the end of the year when you go through the playoffs and you win and you get that ring like the Panthers had and been giving them out. I saw Goldie's yesterday. Oh, my God, they're gorgeous. Beautiful rings. Anyway, Panthers and the Blues, and we've got a great, great weekend of football, of a lot of games that actually matter. And you got the Dolphins. Dolphins at 6-8, 49ers at 6-8. Woody and I both did shows yesterday back out to different radio stations out in the Bay Area. And so they hit me with, I guess they're all looking because I'm guessing it's like we've had it. You probably can guess what the topic is. What do we do with Brock Purdy? Now, we got a bargain on Brock Purdy for a couple years, a seventh-round pick, and he was on the cheap and, you know, was – best, friendliest contract in the history of quarterback play. And then this year, now it's time where you can pay him. And Brock Purdy, they're saying, wants between $50 and $60 million a year. And he hasn't had a great year. Hasn't had a great year. He lost his number one wide receiver that they signed late. He's lost a lot of players. Obviously, McCaffrey's hurt. Hasn't played very much this year. Looks like their left tackle, Trent Williams, is going to be out, maybe for the rest of the year. So they've lost some key pieces. Matter of fact, they're down to their fifth starting running back this week.
That's a shame. They might miss a Super Bowl, Joe.
So that is what the funny part is. So they were going, man, you know, and this team. And I go, you know, we feel like we're in your situation, the guy says to me. And I said, in our situation, what do you mean by that? I said, you guys been winning a ton of playoff games and went to two Super Bowls and you lost. What are you talking about? You lost to everybody else. Everybody else that has a good team has lost to the same guy. You've got Mahomes by everybody, just like everybody in the AFC. But at least you're winning lots of games. And he didn't know when I hit him with, because he brought up the Super Bowl, when it, you know, what was it like playing against 49? I said, you know, that's the last Super Bowl we played in. Super Bowl 19. I don't even know what number we're up to right now.
We're very aware of that, yeah.
So, first of all, he didn't know what to say. He froze for a second. Then I said, well, let me give you a better one. Like, you're sitting there complaining about an off year of where the 49ers are with their 6-8. You realize last year you won more playoff games in that one year. We haven't won one in 24 years. We haven't won a playoff game. And he didn't know. I guess it's just a South Florida known thing. Like, a lot of the other NFL cities don't realize that. They see the Dolphins and they go, oh, they must have. I know it's somebody they beat. No, we haven't won a playoff game in 24 years. So we have nothing in common with the 49ers. Nothing.
Yeah, it was almost funny doing that interview. So I was on their morning radio yesterday on our Odyssey station. And, yeah, it was, like, kind of funny doing that interview. And then they brought up the GM. They're talking about, you know, John Lynch. I'm like, well, you know, I think he's done a pretty good job. We kind of have an issue here with ours. And then he goes, do you regret signing Tua? If you could go back, would you not sign him? It's
I heard the whole thing, and they were talking about Shanahan hasn't done a good job coaching. I go, really? Wow. Okay.
Yeah, they hit us with that. But
I'll tell you what, why don't you dump Shanahan and see how quickly he gets picked up as a head coach?
But the Tua thing was funny, and I told the guy, I was like, hey, you know, listen, Tua is attached to Chris Greer, who drafted him, and he's attached to Mike, who rehabbed him. So, like,
right.
The two most powerful voices in the franchise went to bat for the guy, right?
Yes.
So it was inevitable that he was going to get signed. He also happened to be the best option.
Stay healthy, proved everybody they said show us. And they did tell us, they did tell him and his team, show us you can stay healthy and put up some numbers. And he goes, okay, here they are. I don't care who I beat and who I didn't. Here's what I did, because, by the way, that one is the one that really sticks with everybody, is not beating up on the weak or the teams that have struggled, which the Dolphins have done a great job. It's when they play the good teams, especially the last couple of years, and they haven't been able to beat them. The Bills beat you twice. Green Bay, Seattle, and the Texans all took care of you. You know, so we do that winning record on the road against good teams, and it's not very good, and why. And you know, everybody's got a little different theory on this whole thing. But I really got a kick out of that, man.
Was funny yesterday.
He's like, you know, this thing's really falling apart. And I said, what? Well, I go, you realize this little run you guys have been on? And again, I know you didn't win a Super Bowl. And it's not about losing in the Super Bowl. I get that.
They've been the second best team in the NFL over the course of 5 years.
That is correct.
Right?
They have been.
Certainly make that case.
They have been the second best team behind this Kansas City Chiefs. You're exactly right.
And by the way, they blew both Super Bowls.
Yeah, and they lost. They
probably should have won both of them.
Could have.
Definitely should have won one down here.
Could have won both, for sure.
They had the one down here in hand. Like
But to your point. Like,
and then they go, should we sign Brock Purdy? And I'm like, I don't know, man. We got enough problems down here
with our situation.
You guys seem to do a lot of winning, so I don't know.
Yeah.
Like, we just, you know, it's just tough, man.
But they were dead serious last night about all these changes and this game and what's going on down there. And we're going through a lot of the same stuff. And I go, we're really not. Well, I don't know what you're talking about. We haven't won a playoff game in 24 years. We haven't been to a Super Bowl since Super Bowl 19. Let me just start with those two stats. Because when they built these leagues, that was your goal, to be that good. How about get to a Super Bowl? But before you get to a Super Bowl, how about win a playoff game?
Can you believe we're here in December and we're doing this again?
No. Actually, I can't.
We're about to go into the 25th anniversary season.
Yeah.
We're not talking winning a Super Bowl. Talking about winning like a wild card game.
Yeah. But the funny part is.
Jeez, man.
The funny part, because they're doing that up to the Buffalo Bills. Matter of fact, I think you've done that to the Buffalo Bills too, who have another good team. And you know what it's going to be like if Buffalo comes up short against Kansas City again this year? Oh, my God. They're going to go, we can never do it. If we can't do it now, we're never going to be able to do it, especially after we beat him in the regular season.
It feels like it's the Bills' time, but the crazy thing, man, is you know that KC team has another gear.
And you know what it looks like? It looks like that game won't be played in Buffalo. That game is looking like, and you see, I know you.
I don't know if it matters because both of those teams can play in that crazy weather.
Yeah, no, it doesn't. It doesn't affect any of those guys.
Hope we get that game, by the way. I really do hope we get that game. Because that'll be fantastic to watch.
Which game are you talking about?
Buffalo,
those two
KC.
Playing each other again?
Yeah, I hope it aligns.
Well,
imagine that.
It's
in the playoffs. That'll be real fun.
I just think that I get a kick out of all these different NFL cities that are complaining that they've come up short. And now, finally, the injury bug. Because they got injured. Remember all those guys got injured the same time? And they all came back the same time, like 3 or 4 weeks. And then they didn't lose another game. They got McCaffrey back, Trent Williams back, they got their receiver back. All those guys came back the same time, and they went on a run. Well, now they're going to show up with their fifth running back. Not that Dolphin fans care, nor do I care, because nobody wants to hear about it. Nobody from the Bay Area to here wants to hear about, you got to have another running back playing now. So, and they're complaining about this thing falling apart. And you're like, wow. Okay. And the other thing they brought up, Woody, was interesting, is all that money they spent on their core five or six guys, are we getting production, enough production out of those guys that they've given a lot of money to? They gave their tight end a lot of money. I think he's the best tight end in football. They gave McCaffrey a lot of money, redid his contract. He looks like the Carolina McCaffrey right now. He's injured. Then they're two wide receivers. They gave them both good money, not getting any production out of it. One's out for the year, and the other one hasn't done much. So
whatever, man. Forgive me for not feeling bad for those guys.
Oh, I don't. Listen. You know what matters? They're both 6-8. They're going to play. They're going to play at 4 o'clock. I believe it's a 4 o'clock game here.
We don't know what to do with Purdy. Well, if you have a better option, then you should go find your better option. But we know about that down here. That there's not a lot of better options out there.
Well, they're talking about the same thing. I wonder if we can get him for 40. And apparently his group said, no, you're not doing the Daniel Jones thing. He's already won way too many games, and you're going to give him more credit, not use that same, it's a system, it's the guys he's playing with, it's a great running game, it's all the weapons. No. So I'm guessing he'll get his money. They're going to have to write a check. Hey, we got to go to break here. Got all kinds of stuff going on here. The Canes also, by the way, has this Canes practice thing been real quiet? What'd they do, close everything down? Nobody's out there?
Everything's been very quiet over there, yes.
Man, and you know behind the scenes, you got guys thinking about leaving, you got guys staying, you got guys transferring, you got guys turning pro. Like, I'm dying to find out when we watch this game, who's playing and who's not. Are all the guys playing? Did he come up with some agreement? You'll play half the game. We got three guys going to Senior Bowl. We got another guy that's expected to be one of the top two or three picks in the draft. Lot of stuff. People asking, man. I said, I don't know anything. Matter of fact, Cam, I can't get Cam to call me back. I mean, he's, you know, it's been pretty serious stuff over there, man. Hey, anyway, we've got a lot more stuff to get to here this morning. I want to take a second this morning to tell you about Loctite. Yep, Chev, the CEO, got a strong message. He says Loctite, of course, is Impact Windows, Doors, and Roofing. 100% financing, zero down. Impact Windows, Doors, and Roofing. No interest, no payments for a year. So you made it through the hurricane season again without protecting your home. You got away with it. But you know how important it is. And you know it's just a matter of time, right, that we could get hit with something. You just want to protect your home and have Impact Windows and Doors and maybe a new roof. You've got a leaky roof. You know it. Hey, let the great folks, they're so good at what they do. Loctite, the Impact Windows and Doors folks, as well as the roofing part of their company, very strong for you to get not only a combination deal, but also just the great work. They do all the roofing material, tile, shingle, and metal flat for you. Don't wait for the next storm. Loctite services the whole Tri-County area. They're in West Broward, but they take care of Dade, Broward, and Palm Beach County. They take care of all the permits and HOA approval, so you don't have to worry about that one. Loctite is a licensed and insured contractor. So here we are on a Friday. You've been thinking about it. Give them a call. Give them a call and get started with Loctite. Call 954-500-LOCK. That's 954-500-LOCK.
Bro, y'all know what's crazy, bro. I just be like looking at stuff and then like I just tweet. You know what I'm saying? Like no like grammar. Like I be needing some grammar corrections and everything else. But what I meant was, like, when I say it's time for me to go coach, meaning that, like, when you see guys like Teddy Bridgewater, when you see guys like Michael Vick getting these head coaching jobs, it's like, bro, like, I want to be a coach also when I'm done playing, you know what I'm saying? So that's all I meant by it. I ain't meant by, like, I want to get traded or I want to leave Miami. Like, I'm in a great situation here. Like, I love the guys here. I love this organization. They obviously changed me and my family's life, you know what I'm saying, forever. So I'm in a great spot, man. I'm happy. I wish we were playing better ball, but at the end of the day, like, I feel like when I tweet something, it's not always about football. It's about, you know, seeing these other guys, you know, succeed in other areas like Deion Sanders and stuff like that. So I would just shoot my shot. I really at Michael Vick, like, hey, it's time for me to go coach with Vick, baby. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah.
All right, Tyreek Hill. Trying to backtrack a little bit off that, I guess I'm ready to coach, and some people thought he was talking about takeover for Mike and not happy about the coaching there. And anyway, he made it a point to make it real clear what he meant, talking about someday I want to be a coach. And obviously he was frustrated after the game. There's no secret. A lot of guys were frustrated because they knew the importance of that game in Houston. And there were a lot of guys that were pretty upset about everything and the way it ended. And it wasn't Tyreek's best work. Let's be honest, man. It wasn't his best work. Tua's been taking all the heat, but it wasn't Tyreek's best work either. I think the team's kind of let everybody know that, from running your routes properly to coming down with that ball, or at least breaking it up or something besides that thing getting intercepted. And it was short. It was a little short. I'm not saying it wasn't a little short. It was. But anyway, so that was part of it. And, of course, Tyreek also made it clear, like, hey, man, I want to be here. I want to let you know I really don't want to go anywhere else. They've taken care of me. And he's right. They got him the first contract, and then they extended a second one with more guaranteed money to make him off of the 2 years that he had here that were so good before the drop-off with everything. It's been a crazy year, man. From the numbers running the ball a year ago and how good they were. I mean, they had the one problem last year, too, that they had this year. You don't beat good teams on the road. That's something that's – or, you know, the Buffalo story. So that has been a problem. Buffalo beat you twice again last year and beat you twice again this year. But the numbers right now are just scary that you haven't been able to run the football. And it looks like, if you're reading between, it looked like Liam Eichenberg, who talked yesterday, said, hey, I didn't play very well, and I don't know what's going to happen this week. Like, could somebody else be moving in for Isaiah Wynn? Could Isaiah Wynn be moving into one of the guard positions? Robert Jones go over to Liam Eichenberg's spot? I don't know. Kendall Lamb, is he coming back? Does Patrick Paul take over now for the rest of the year? Or do they get Teron Armstead back in there, even though he's not 100% and needs time to rest? I don't know that. But there's got to be some real priority put in this offensive line. I'm going to say this on behalf of all the coaches, because our coaches take a beating, right? Some of it is the coaching. Don't get me wrong. It's always a little bit of everything. But I'm guessing if you were to ask all these coaches privately and they weren't all in on the team thing, I'm guessing some of them would say, I sure would like to have a little bit more talent to work with, right? Like, I get we have five or six, you know, core players that are really good. But I like to have a little bit more to work with. I'd like to have, you know, some high draft picks at my position and some better players. I happen to think that there's a real drop-off at certain positions on this team. And you know, we got in this whole thing, and it was a joke with the Chris Greer thing and laughing. He didn't send it not once but twice, which is fine. And, you know, and there for four or five games, he looked like he was right. Without our quarterback, we were running the football and putting up big numbers. And, I mean, we can just go and blame the Austin Jackson out of right tackle. But I got news for you. We're going to do that every year then, because we're going to lose a key guy every year, because everybody does. You hope you don't lose too many. You hope you don't lose your top four pass rushers, but you are going to lose guys. You're going to lose guys, especially on the offensive line. So, you know, you just got to put some draft picks, some money into it, and, you know, not guys at the end of their career, but some younger guys and make it work. I could break this thing down, but everybody's getting tired of hearing this, but, you know, we drafted a couple of guys to play left tackle before Teron. And you couldn't get it, so you had to go out and get Teron. And you know the deal with Teron. When he plays, he's usually really good, but he's hurt a lot. That's just a fact. But when he plays, he's damn good. He's a great leader. Everything about him except that body is beat up. He's had a long career. He's had a really good career. And most of the time when he plays and he doesn't practice, he's really friggin' good. But let's not forget that we brought in Eichenberg, who had a zillion starts at Notre Dame as a left tackle. Let's not forget that Austin Jackson was a young, one of the youngest guys in the draft, talented left tackle. And, you know, people are going, well, you know, but we found other positions for him. They're the right guard and they're the right tackle now, you know, when they're healthy. But that's not what you draft. You didn't move up in the second round on Eichenberg, and you didn't draft in the middle of the first round those guys. You draft those guys to be a left tackle. I mean, you did. What I don't know what you're telling everybody else, but that's what you did. And you've had a few of those at some other positions too. And so you're in this situation. And depth is always, you know, the teams that have depth, the teams that put that 53-man roster where when a backup comes in, you don't fall off the cliff. Those are teams that have a chance. But there's no question some of these coaches would like to have a little more talent. Not all of them. Some are going, no, I'm good. And some decisions on some veteran players to bring them in. I think Odell Beckham Jr. was a disaster. Not a fan. Never saw it. His mojo, everything is gone. I know his social media followers are still there, but stop. Our writers need to stop writing about how much we miss him. We don't miss him. We don't miss him. He couldn't play. He couldn't play. And I don't know where his headspace is, man. That's a whole different game where he is emotionally and mentally and all that stuff at this point. He had a really good career, man. I'm not taking anything around him being a first-round pick of the Giants and how good he was. But he got here. We didn't do our homework because his game was gone. He couldn't even make all those one-handed catches warming up. He started dropping those. All right, hey, we got a lot more stuff to get to here this morning, but first, I want to talk to you about a winner, your South Florida Chevy dealers. Yeah, that's right. It's a holiday season. Maybe it's a good time because you're starting to look around for a new truck. Boy, I'll tell you what. Stop by your South Florida Chevy dealers and check out the Silverado trucks. Matter of fact, how about the Silverado 1500, which gives you power and capability for towing and anything else you might need. And I'm telling you right now, we make a perfect Silverado truck for your lifestyle. Whatever it is, we got that truck for you. How about the Equinox EV and then the all-new Equinox America's Best Compact SUV for the new vehicle quality by J.D. Power? It offers both confidence and style to see you through the holiday season. Take it for a test drive. We've got convenient locations all over Dade, Broward, and Monroe County for you to have a great experience. I want to let you know, man, cars, trucks, and SUVs have never looked better than they do right now at your South Florida Chevy dealer. From the Suburbans to that brand new 2025 Tahoe right out here in the parking lot right now that's looking so damn good. Oh my gosh, is it nice. Hey, find your red tag this holiday season. Get 0% APR financing for 36 months on a select popular Chevy models when you finance with GM Financial, Chevrolet. Together, let's drive.